Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure, as always. I'm excited about another half hour with you, and especially with our good friend Mick Fleming being with us. Mick is the president and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives, an organization that, as I've told you, is my pleasure to be part of, and to help serve them and to help them and do the things that they do, because they've served thousands of my favorite folks, and that's chamber executives, people who make chambers function, who, because they serve my most important people in the world, and that's small business owners. And we got big doings coming up later this week in Sacramento. Mick Fleming's organization, the ACCE, is having its annual conference in Sacramento, and we're going to be there, happy to be doing that. And let's see what Mick's got on his mind. Mick, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to hear you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Congratulations.
You're looking good,
as
usual.
Right. And I look better on radio, don't I?
Yeah, you got a face made for it, don't you? You and
me
both.
That's right. I've got a face for radio and a voice for newspaper. I want to talk about the Sacramento event in just a little bit. But before we do, I want to talk about these people that I just said are my favorite people, some of my favorite people in the world. I know you feel the same way. And that's these tireless, underpaid, sometimes underappreciated Chamber of Commerce executives.
Well, they are a special bunch. And, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day. I was at this event here in Washington, and somebody was saying they had one of the five best jobs in the country. And somebody said, what are the other four? And the guy said, well, you got to know that. and I think I've got one of them. I mean, I get to try to both follow and keep up with and lead the chamber leaders. And these are what we call the professional community leaders. There's a whole lot of folks in your listenership that are the volunteer leaders, who certainly are critical to running and making communities thrive and prosper and small businesses succeed. And then there's these folks who do it for a living. And, you know, it's a relatively small bunch, a few thousand people across the country. They are special. And lately, the demands on them have grown significantly, in part because some of the largest corporate members, because their members and large businesses have had to take a good hard look at where they're playing personally with their personal time and community building. And as a result, as they, you know, emphasize the things that are most important to them and focus sometimes on things that they have to do for shareholders, it actually makes it even more important that the volunteer stay engaged, but that the professional drive the community. And with that in mind, it's become a much bigger job for those professional community leaders.
Right.
It's a great group. Of course, ACCE represents not only the small town chambers like Topsail, North Carolina, and North Collins, New York, but also the mega chambers,
like
the
Detroit.
Nashville's, Detroit, Cleveland, and Dallas. You know, with thousands of members and, you know, millions of dollars in budget, but still the work is the same, and that's to
And regardless of where you are, regardless of whether you belong to a 100-member chamber or a 25,000-member chamber, the chamber is made up of the volunteers, is made up of the members, the people who are members who volunteer their time, who are basically the structure of the chamber. The executives, the management, those are the professionals, you know, that just help hold things together. They're the ones who have they do the day-to-day stuff. But without the members' participation, chambers wouldn't be anything.
Well, that's a great point. And, you know, the difference sometimes between running a small business, first of all, a lot of folks think, and just our survey work shows that a lot of folks think that chambers are part of government. and that they just kind of take care of things because somebody pays them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the reality is that it is the volunteers, it is the members who pay the bills. And the members come together, and they pay both dues and non-dues revenue to be a part of the organization because they believe in it. But there's no, you know, spigot running from the city hall
right.
to the chamber. There's no, you know, federal Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Chamber of Commerce that sends money to these local towns every day.
That's exactly right.
The local community has to foster and support chambers, and and they do, thank goodness. And it's been a good year, actually, for the chambers. 2006 and 2007 has been... They're feeling a little healthier and doing a little better.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the chambers and one of the reasons why I think they're important, which is that they cut across all the boundaries, unlike any other entity in your market. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about the ACEC conference in Sacramento later this week. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Mick Fleming is our guest. Stay with us. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Mick Fleming, President and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. And by the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find all the things that we do on the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust members and the newsletter, which you can subscribe to. Everything is free there. And unless you decide to buy a book, and then we'll charge you for that. And then, and of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. Mick Fleming, I am very happy to say that 2007 marks the 30th anniversary of my first membership as a Chamber of Commerce member.
Fantastic.
This is my 30th anniversary as a member of the Chamber of Commerce. I'm very happy to say that. As I told my audience earlier in the hour before you, earlier in the show before you got here, when I talk about being a member of a chamber, I walk the talk, and I write a check to my Chamber of Commerce and have been now for 30 years. I think chambers have a unique position in the marketplace. And this is one of the reasons why I encourage all my audience, everybody who listens to me, to be a member of your chamber and not don't just write them a check and pay your dues, but be involved. Because, Mick, chambers cut across all the boundaries. They cut across the politics, the education, the geography. They bring small business and large business together. There's so many boundaries out there that one group or another can't cross. The chambers cross.
Yeah, two points about that, I think. One is that they do sit at the crossroads, and that gives them a unique position, and it's a lot of the reason that people do the work, both as volunteers and professionals, is because they sit in the middle of that triangle between business, politics, and regular folks.
Mm-hmm.
And only one group really gets to sit there with any credibility, and that's the chamber, and I think that's really important. The other thing that is interesting is that, as this country, and you've probably reviewed the book The Long Tail, but
mm-hmm.
talks about all the splintering of the country and of moods and of directions that people have and preferences they have, and how everybody's getting into these little niches, these tiny
right.
little subgroup for this and a subgroup for that, and you know, the chamber, somebody has to tie this all together. Somebody
right.
has to be the network and the broader network, because you know, just the senior executives over 40 playing kickball subgroup is just too narrow to keep communities tied together. And it's great that there are these subgroups, but you really need somebody to tie the network and the fabric of the community together.
Well, there's no question about it, and that's another reason why chambers are so important, and they're responsible for a lot of economic development. They're responsible for creating jobs in communities. They're the best lobbying entity that a small business owner can have. Nick, as far as I'm concerned,
well there's not a lot of choices. Let's face it. As somebody sometimes calls them, the other team, whoever that is, that's lobbying against business interests or against community and economic development, who just wants to, you know, stop progress. You know, whoever that is usually pretty well funded, pretty well
staffed. They're pretty well developed, aren't they? Yeah.
They're developed groups. And so, you know, who's on the small business team when it comes to going to City Hall about a sign ordinance or going to state about a new, you know, tax or burden being put on an employer? You know, you look around and it's the chamber. I mean, there's certainly industry lobbyists, but in terms of representing the broad swath of small business and many times large business too, as the old saying goes, who are you going to call?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
In some ways, it's you know, the chamber becomes the insurance policy for these small employers who have nowhere else to look to get that advocacy work done.
And folks, I don't know how much it costs in your community to be a member of your chamber, but I'm gonna take a guess here, and it's not going to be very far off. For an entire year membership, which would give you access to a lot of stuff that could benefit your small business, you're going to pay, depending on the size of the chamber, anywhere from $150 to $250 a year for a small business. Mick, would you say that's pretty close?
Yeah, a lot of it depends on geography. And,
right.
And, you know, there are places that the chamber has made a decision that they have to go in a narrower slice, just because the metropolitan area, you know, that spans L.A. County or that spans across, you know, several counties and states around Philadelphia or whatever, that sometimes they have to narrow down the community size a little bit and can't reach as broadly just because of the capacity and horsepower.
Right.
It just takes a lot to represent somebody in two states and two counties and five mm-hmm. boroughs and six school districts. So they have to get a little narrower. And sometimes if they're doing a heavy advocacy work or heavy economic development lifting, and they have to staff that up, in which case they may charge a little more. But for small
right.
businesses, you're right. It's in the hundreds. It's certainly not in the thousands.
It's a couple of hundred bucks or so, exactly.
Yeah.
Mick, we got big doings coming up in Sacramento later this week. I'm going to be out there with you guys. I'm bringing my whole crew out there. We're making a major commitment to supporting you guys out there. Two of our favorite people on the show here, members of our Brain Trust, are going to be speaking Thursday and Friday. Steve Forbes is going to be speaking on Thursday. Knight Kipling is going to be speaking on Friday. You got a lot of other folks out there, don't you?
Oh, it's going to be a great show. And it, you know, there's two elements. There's this that kind of broad swath, you know, the economy and society and trends that you're talking about with those speakers like Matthew Dowd and those folks. And then there's and the two gentlemen you mentioned. And then there's also, though, a real element of professional development that happens.
Hold on to that thought, Mick. I'm going to let you finish that thought right after these messages. It's 10 till, ladies and gentlemen. Mick Fleming and I will be right back. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and visiting with our good friend Mick Fleming, the President and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. That's ACCE.org. I encourage you to go to the website, check out the conference and all the things that are going to be going on there. If you're a chamber member, I suspect, Mick, if somebody's listening who's a chamber member, I mean a chamber executive, and I mean, I guess, is it too late? Is the thing full? Could they come right now?
Well, we could take them in terms of space at the meeting. I'm worried about hotels.
We might have to bunk you out with somebody, folks.
You may be commuting from Napa Valley.
Let me know. We'll get you a rollaway bed or something. We'll work it out. Hey, Mick, what are some of the things that are going to be going on at the conference this year?
Well, you know, the keynotes, as you mentioned, the big keynote speakers are fantastic. And Deborah Benton, who's a great person you know, teaching people about their personal charisma and getting them to be more effective as leaders. You know, one of the things interesting in the chamber world, you lead without authority. Nobody ever elected you, appointed you, or anointed you.
Right.
And yet you still have to lead. And so she'll be great for that work with the chambers. And then there's these trends people. And then we've got a couple of administration people. We've got Mike Leavitt, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And he'll be talking about healthcare reform, which I know is critical to many
Absolutely.
Of your members
Absolutely.
and or your listeners. And and the health care issue to have, this is our first time we've had a sitting secretary, and then coincidentally we have Henry Cisneros, who used to be the HUD secretary, speaking about affordable housing and workforce housing. And I know that also small business people struggle because some of the folks that they hire, you know, aren't even able to afford to live near their jobs, and they commute forever to try to get close to their work. So he's going to be talking about both equity and affordability in the housing arena. So it's going to be a great thing. But, you know, what's interesting is our draw. We actually expected that this West Coast meeting would be a little bit less attended.
Right.
We just didn't know what we were going to get.
You got more chambers east of the Rockies than west of the Rockies, don't you?
Yeah, it's easier for us in the Midwest. I mean, it's just a one plane flight from everybody. And to try a West Coast meeting was a challenge and a risk for us, and it turned out to be great. We're breaking records on attendance, and the sponsors like it, too. I mean, we've got a very strong connection with the corporate world, and that's growing all the time, thanks to some great staff people I've got. And so that connectivity between the big companies and understanding that their connection to small business may flow through the chamber.
Well, there's no question about that. That's another way that chambers are great conduits, they're a nexus for major corporations and small businesses. There's no question about that. That's a very beneficial thing. But one of the things that you guys are doing, Chamber of Commerce executives, folks, this is a profession for them. These aren't part-timers. These are people who've chosen, most of them have chosen to live their life as an executive, as a manager of Chambers of Commerce in various assignments in chambers, and they're like other professionals. They need to get continuing education in their field, and that's what the ACCE does.
Well, we've got two, you know, tracks on that. I mean, one is just to get, as I said, the leadership style and capacity and skill set for leadership. But then we have all these sub-disciplines in chamber work. People don't necessarily think about it, but they need to have folks who are great meeting planners, great communicators, great lobbyists, and the lobbyists and the economic developers who can do deals, and the program network development people who can bring folks together and know how to bring in young professionals and new tech companies and all the things that are network development things. All these skill sets are things that people really need to learn, not just best practices from each other, but from real high-powered teachers who can come in and teach folks about grassroots lobbying.
And they've got to be 21st century thinkers too, don't they?
Yeah, and that's
we've all got to come into the 21st century,
really,
Mick.
The members really want us to look forward instead of backward. They don't want us to be studying what worked last year and giving them that. They want next generation trends, and the world's changing, and the chamber world's changing, and so we have to give them the tools for tomorrow, not for yesterday.
But nothing I see in the marketplace, Mick, tells me that chambers won't have anything but a greater importance in the 21st century than they had in the 20th century.
But the work is going to be different.
Yeah.
And I've stressed this in the past that the work changes as community building becomes as important as deal making.
Especially
soft stuff, as we say, the soft stuff is no longer the soft stuff.
And the economic development is different too. There's no question about that. Hey, Mick, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'll see you on Thursday.
I can't wait.
We'll have some good times this week. Thanks, Mick, for being here. Good job today. Mick Fleming, ladies and gentlemen, with the American Chamber of Commerce executives. Big doings in Sacramento later this week. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.